From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The banana battle in the Windward Islands now pits Geest against Winban. Former BCCI clients in Barbados have access to their deposits once more, and human rights observers in Haiti say, don't expect too much. I'm Mike Jarvis, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Accusations that British banana distributors Geest tried to raise extra money from Windward Islands banana farmers. The Star of St. Lucia's article is based on a confidential document circulated to Windward Islands leaders and their high commissioners in London. Debbie Ransom takes a look at the document which warned against future relations with Geest.
The report charts meetings last October in London, looking at a new agreement between Windward Island banana producers and British fruit distribution firm Geest. The Permanent Secretary's report says Geest asked the Windward Islands Banana Association, Winban, to provide the capital costs for two $86 million ships to bring Windward Island bananas to Britain. The request was based on past arrangements Geest claimed it had with Winban. The association said it believes such costs were deducted from banana export revenue in Britain, but had no records to back this up. Representatives for the four governments did their own checks and, according to the official report, found that Geest had already collected £10 million over the last 7 years for such shipping services. According to the memo, when Geest produced the necessary material, it indicated that Geest was, in fact, seeking to charter, not buy, the necessary ships and did not need the capital for new vessels. The report concludes by advising that Winban and Windward leaders missed an excellent opportunity to move into a 50-50 partnership with Geest for providing shipping capacity to get bananas to Europe. The document says that the biggest issue at hand is the need to shake off the psychological conditioning which makes the Windward Islands see Geest as a benefactor who must be humoured and not pushed too hard. It points out that the Windward Islands are vital to the survival of Geest as a player in the European market. The Permanent Secretary ends his report by recommending a new jointly owned banana service, shipping, marketing and distribution company, moving away from the current scenario in which Caribbean farmers grow the product and British firms distribute and market. The leaking of the report comes at a time when the future of Caribbean banana exports to Europe is still being fought for. Also, when plans are on stream to put a new company in place, linking Windward Islands and Geest interests.
Debbie Ransom. And the chairman of Geest Industries West Indies, William Rapier, this evening said the talks had simply been aimed at achieving a 3-year rolling agreement with Winban. He told BBC Caribbean Report that the allegations made against Geest in the Star were not true. He said Geest would make a fuller statement when it obtains a copy of the Permanent Secretary's report on the meetings. So, what really is the basis of the arrangements between Geest and the Windward Islands, particularly shipping? Has Geest been making excess profits at the expense of Windward Islands banana farmers, or has Winban not obtained the best possible deal for its members? The OECS ambassador in London, Dr. Richard Gunn, was involved in some of the talks between Geest and Winban. I put those questions to him.
The ultimate cost to the consumer will basically have marketing charges, transportation charges, and production charges, like any other business. But it is only after the product has been sold that the final figure is returned to the grower. After deductions, the cost deductions of transportation and marketing costs have been deducted.
In terms of the accounting procedures, to what extent are the Windward Islands farmers here, meaning Winban, and the Windward Islands governments and Geest, to what extent do they collaborate on arriving at a final figure in this regard?
Well, this is obviously geared and controlled by the negotiations that are going on a regular basis, year to year, between Winban and Geest. Have done for many, many years.
So then that is saying that each party knows what the other one is doing?
Well, I would hope so, yes.
We move on to the question of new ships for Geest and the concern that Windward Islands farmers were being required under some arrangement which the existence is apparently being questioned, were being required to pay for these new ships. What sort of light could you throw on that for us?
Well, You know, I think that, as I said before, the cost of transporting the bananas from the Windward Islands to the UK market is a cost that will ultimately be reflected in the selling price.
But is that that's a freight cost, isn't it? That's a shipping cost.
Mm-hmm.
That's not actually the cost of a ship.
Well, the cost of a ship has got to be amortized whether you buy, whether Geest buys it outright, whether Geest leases it, or whether the Windward Islands Banana Association buys it. And the cost, the actual cost of obtaining the ships has got to be reflected in the transportation costs.
The point being that surely new ships will mean either an increase in the cost of bananas or a reduction in the profits to the banana farmers. Isn't that the case?
Not necessarily. No, I don't think it's necessary to work into the reduction of profits to the banana farmers. The costs, and we hope that the negotiated freight rates and costs of transportation, the negotiation,